All right, so let's talk about the tools required to develop a curiosity mindset. And this is what we're going to take a deeper dive into. So these are the tools that are required. We talked about what we're trying to accomplish. Now we're going to talk about how do we get there. And these are the tools that are required, okay? So asking good questions, the key element is asking good questions. And we're going to go deeper into each one of these, okay? Storytelling, and we'll talk about why. I'll ask you why in just a little bit, okay? Having a what if perspective, what if, okay? So there's that curiosity if you think about it. And practice paying attention, or another way to look at that is how do I get present and get out of sort of that rut, right? That this is the way we've always done it type of mentality so we can move on beyond that, okay? So again, we'll go deeper into each of these and we're gonna start with asking good questions. We're gonna highlight that. Now, my question to you, here's my good question to you. What is meant by a good question? It doesn't say just asking questions, it says asking good questions. What is meant by a good question? Oh, Wendy, look at you, open-ended. Terry said provokes thought, right? Gene Cobb said elicit solutions, good. Yep, relevant, thought-provoking, open-ended questions. You guys are all out over it, very good. Yes, open-ended is key, right? They have a sense of purpose. Questions that have a sense of purpose. So oftentimes they're not just open-ended, they're also leading questions. Leading questions, L-E-A-D-I-N-G, or probing, very good. So think about probing, open-ended and probing. What's meant by probing or leading? When you think of the term, well, probing is pretty straightforward. What do you mean by leading questions? Anybody have any idea? What's meant by a leading question? It promotes critical thinking. Very good, Alex, you're right on. And typically what happens is we use words or phrases that will lead to a certain topic or a certain place. Exactly, Tina. Leads the respondent to say more about something specific, right? Elicit answers that you already know, as Noreen said. Exactly, right? So you guys are all over it. Very good. So good questions have a sense of purpose. Open-ended questions, right? We know those as well. Now, if you look, there's an example at the very top of the page. Notice the original question. It says, what do we need to plant in the garden this year? And then reframed, how can we make this garden more inviting for people who come here? Okay. Now, as you hear these two questions, which one of those is more impactful to you and why? The first one or the second one? Which one's the most impactful to you and why? If you look at those two questions at the top of the page. So Kim says the second one. I would agree with that. The one that is reframed. So tell us why. What about that question makes it more impactful to you? Anybody can answer, feel free, when you look at that. It's more than just what to plant, exactly. It approaches it from a different perspective, more thought, bigger picture. It allows for or solicits creative solutions, very good, right? More inviting, right? That the words more inviting create a different sense of a mindset than just what do we need to plant, which is very kind of factual, right? So it appeals to the senses and sort of kind of raises your excitement level a little bit about making that garden happen, doesn't it? So a little bit about questions, and some of you probably got this point if you were in that attendance last week, is there's an art to questioning, and we talked about that as well, but here's some more. So we often use something called the 5 W's plus H, the 5 W's plus H. Does anybody know, starting questions with the 5 W's plus H, what are those? Does anybody know what words those are? What, where, why, how, when, who, you got it, all of them, right? So when you start, that creates by its in and of itself an open-ended question, right? Open-ended questions, I think you all know this, can't be answered by yes or no or either or. They're non-multiple choice. They stimulate thinking and feeling, right? So who, what, when, where, why, how, okay? So if you notice here, here are some examples of innovative types of questions. So there's our idea of a problem. How do we repair the problem that's not working? Instead of the statement, we'll never be able to do whatever, ask, how can we enhance what we have? How can we make better? There's more examples listed just above the middle of the page there, where it says, what is the existing practice recipe for success we've always used in our organization? Okay, so let's look at what we have, what market shifts, external forces, or technologies might threaten the elements of the status quo. Sounds a lot like the change circle, doesn't it? Yes, Tim. But if you look at that second question, what market shifts, external forces, technologies, that's what we basically had in that change circle. So now if you do that change drivers exercise with your team, for example, and then start asking questions, right, to get people thinking, right, then you start to create a brainstorm. You start to get into that culture of innovation or that curiosity mindset, right? What can we do about the disruptions that have been identified? Notice it's not saying we're never going to be able to fix these disruptions. We'll never get past these. It says, what can we do? And if we don't find a solution, we keep on asking what that solution is. So, you know, just the art of questioning itself has a tendency to really keep people kind of curious and moving forward. Don't let them get stuck in a place. Keep them going. Okay? So what I want to do, here's our first little exercise. I know I've been talking a lot, but I want to make sure that we get you guys engaged. I wanted to lay this foundation first. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes to do this real quickly. What I'm going to ask you to do is write down some examples. Consider your own environment and your situation and maybe some of the challenges that you're dealing with. And write down some innovative questions that you could ask of your team members, whether they're coworkers or whether they're people that work for you. Okay, and write them down. Just write them on a piece of paper. And after 2 minutes, we'll ask you to share some of those. Okay. So let me see. They're coming in quickly. So Wendy said, what process can we improve? Beautiful, right? Now, notice that there's an assumption in that there can be an improvement. It's not saying, can we improve the process? There's an assumption we can improve it. So what is the name of, give us one that we can improve. Excellent, Wendy. And Crystal said sort of a similar, but a little bit different. What's the process that's slowing you down? Beautiful. Again, assuming that it is there, okay? Sherry said, how could we be more effectively accomplish that task? Beautiful. Notice they all kind of have that assumption that there is a solution. So it's that power of suggestion that there's an answer to the question, right? Good, you guys are all over this. Awesome. Let's see here. How can we improve work ethic? I'll start from the bottom and work my way up, I think. What's inhibiting our progress around patient growth? Okay. Beautiful. How can we encourage our employees to come to work? What have you noticed when completing the task that would make it more efficient? Beautiful. You guys are all over this, but notice how you all see the tone of these questions. They're hopeful, they're open to suggestion, they're assuming that there is a solution to it, right? If we can get our team to think this way, we start with questions and get them to use these as well, we can be more effective, right? So the art of questioning, you can see, you all got it down. And what I encourage you to do is think of more questions you can create for yourself. Again, we're just touching on it at this point, okay? Beautiful.